I'm here with Christine Fay. She founded the City of Reno's Arts and Culture Commission back in the early 90s and is currently with the Parks, Recreation, and Community Services Department. Christine, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
There's an exhibition going on at the Nevada Museum of Art that combines work from both Northern and Southern Nevada artists. What would you say is the state of art right now in Nevada and more specifically in Reno?
I can tell you my colleagues across the country are constantly surprised and comment to me how impressed they are by what Reno has done, which is interesting when you consider the fact that we're really a very small population when you get right down to it. I would say the state of the arts in Reno is pretty impressive. Can we go further? Absolutely. There's so much more to do. But at the same time, we should be pretty proud of what has happened. And that's through the efforts of those arts organizations, our museums, the Arts and Culture Commission. We've got to remember that this is a melting pot. Everybody is working together collaboratively.
What was the appetite like for public art when you were first getting started with the commission? And how have you seen that sort of change or evolve over time?
Well, there really was no appetite at the beginning, except for some artists, obviously, and some art advocates. But it was a hard haul, you know, kind of a steep climb to get the community in general, our elected officials and business owners, companies, to realize the importance of getting public art out into the public realm. Before 1992, there really was no public art unless it was put in by a private individual or you know, a private property owner. The Arts Commission allowed a cohesiveness and a certain amount of cross-pollination to occur. And then in 1995, they decided that we ought to have a performing arts festival, and they created Art Town.
What has been the impact of Burning Man on the art scene here locally?
I think that Burning Man has popularized art in some pretty valuable ways. What Burning Man has done is it has broadened the scope so that it's not just what we would think of as professional artists, but what we also call outsider artists, which are those artists that have come to it really just through pure passion. Now, one of the wonderful things we can do through Burning Man as well is we can put in temporary installations. That's typically how we do Burning Man art. And then when people love it so much that they can't let it go, we then buy it. Like Believe, which is right on our city plaza and has become quite an identifier for the city of Reno now.
What is the importance of public art to the community, especially Reno?
Americans for the Arts has a saying or a motto, which is great cities have great art. And I think that that is absolutely true. If you think about it, all the way through history, what we remember is art. Public art allows a person to have a private moment in a public space. When they approach a piece of art and their brain is racing, saying, what is it? Do I like it? They are not thinking about what they're eating for dinner or getting back to work. They are having a conversation with this piece of art that this artist created. I think that's about the greatest gift you can give.
With that being said, there are many people who would argue that public art is more of a luxury and that public funds should be spent elsewhere. What do you say to that?
Public art is one of those things that identifies you as a community that is above a certain level, I guess. You have come to a certain place that you value something that is a little bit more thought-provoking and more esoteric. I also believe that because we know that parks elevate property values, public art, by the way, does the same thing.
Christine Fay is the founder of the City of Reno's Arts and Culture Commission and currently works in the Parks, Recreation, and Community Services Department. Christine, thank you so much for chatting with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.